This is Ozarks at Large. President Trump still has more supporters than detractors in Arkansas, according to a new poll from Talk Business and Politics and Hendricks College. But that support is lowering. The poll shows half of Arkansans either strongly or somewhat approve of the president's performance 6 months into his term, but 47% strongly or somewhat disapprove. Jay Barth, a political scientist with Hendricks College, says the 50 to 47% split further indicates a deep divide within the electorate.
Folks have really locked in at either extreme, and you know, there are a few folks in the middle who are still giving him a chance one way or the other, but it's pretty polarized. And I do think it's important to note, he is slightly above water in Arkansas, and you know, he's well below water nationally, so he's doing much better in Arkansas than most any place else. But we've just seen a lot of movement really swiftly.
How does it break out between Republicans, Democrats, Independents from the crosstabs?
Yeah, he and this is an area where he is really having some challenges. So Democrats rejected Donald Trump really early, and they are still emphatically in the strongly disapprove. The group that he's having some problems with are actually Republicans. He's now down to a point where only about 66% strongly approve, and you know, you would expect that to be into the 80s, and it was into the 80s not that long ago.
And we do see that in some national polling, right, still, where, right, Republicans,
exactly,
strength for support for Donald Trump,
yeah,
is still in the 80% range.
Yeah, so that seems to be something that's going on here. Independents, he's now underwater with independents, not as badly as with Democrats, of course, but the middle of the electorate seems to have really said, this guy is causing us some heartache.
We're going to get into a couple of different additional questions we asked about truthfulness, about expectations. Those are going to come a few days from now, about Russia, about potential impeachment. Those are some interesting results, too. But one that we released this morning is his activity on Twitter. There is, yeah, a strong disapproval of the way he communicates with the public. What can you read into that? 23% approve, 56% yeah, disapprove. What does that tell you about the way he's communicating with voters?
Yeah, I mean, it's really wholesale rejection of kind of a key part of his public persona, which he has chosen this new media as a way to communicate directly with the public, and I think what is maybe seen as erratic, a little emotion driven rather than more thoughtful responses, really pushing. Pushing folks away. I think some of the kind of maybe edginess, meanness in some of those tweets also problematic. And I think one thing that is interesting in the Trump numbers in general, and we see it on the Twitter numbers as well, is we're seeing a huge gender gap on Donald Trump and his behavior. You know, nationally last year we saw that big gender gap. We didn't see it quite as much in Arkansas.
I agree.
It was,
right.
But now it is open big time. And on all of these questions, we see women much more disturbed by Donald Trump and his behavior. Men much more comfortable with him. Now he's still got trouble with men, and he's still got female supporters. But there is a big gap there.
Jay Barth is a political scientist with Hendricks College, and he talked about the latest Talk Business and Politics Hendricks College poll with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More results from that poll will be released through the week. You can follow them at talkbusiness.net and here on Ozarks at Large.